Journal entry 99. People walked around in a daze for a couple of days. I think everyone was in shock. The explosion at 400 Mason Street caught everyone by surprise. There are always casualties in a war, but I don't think we were expecting the amount of casualties that occurred because of the explosion. For the next week, the local gangs buried their dead. Bear Country was lucky. No one from our gang died. Was it luck or fate? I don't know. Pete and I were walking towards the building when it exploded. The explosion knocked me off my feet and threw me backwards. I hit my head on one of the big blue mailboxes. Pete sustained minor injuries, only a couple of cuts and bruises. Matt and Jonas were off fighting somewhere out of my view. I was glad to see the both of them walking up the street after the explosion. For a while, I wasn't sure if they had made it inside the building before it exploded. With the war stopped, Hess and the Blue Monarchs set out to organize meetings between the local gang leaders. These meetings intended to solve several issues in the community that were causing difficulties. I think the meetings helped, although a couple of the meetings I attended actually began and ended with fistfights. Most of the local gangs are a part of some gang association. We don't always get along, but we are making an honest attempt at rebuilding society. Maddie.